You're very welcome along to the weekend edition here on Highland Radio. We're out and about today. As you may have heard, we're on Aranmore Island for the fantastic Swell Festival. We're with you between now and 12 noon, and we've some fantastic acts lined up for you, and loads of people to talk to. And Catherine Gaffney's here with me as well. She's helping me out throughout today. Catherine, you were here last year, and... And it's not just this show that's coming live, obviously, from Aranmore. We are here the whole weekend. Tell us some of the stuff that's coming up.
Thomas Jane has show this evening from 6 to 8, and I'm going to be doing live updates throughout the afternoon after this. And then tomorrow I'll be doing some more live updates, and Paul McDevitt's having a special show here tomorrow evening from 6 until 9 o'clock.
Now, we landed out yesterday evening. Already a buzz around the island, isn't there?
There is, surely. And it's the second year. Last year was just the first year of the Swell Festival, so this year is the second one, and there'll be loads more people arriving today as well.
And talking to some of the people that are resident on the island, when the Swell Festival was first announced, and we'll speak to the announcers, we'll speak to the organisers about that later, but there was a bit of trepidation, obviously, when you open the doors and invite everybody on. But last year, apparently, there was just a fantastic atmosphere. Obviously, everyone behaved themselves, and that's why they're expecting this year to be bigger and better.
That said, it's a very family-orientated festival. It's suitable for all ages, and there's something to do for everybody of all ages on the island as well at the festival.
For those who maybe are listening on the island, or those who are thinking of coming over because the ferries are operating all day, what kind of acts can people look forward to today?
Well, today, and their thousands are going to be playing later on in the Dave Muldowney stage, Our Native State, Mark Black and the Trips, the Poxmen, Thumper, Green Monkey, just to name but a few. There's so much more happening too. There's going to be DJs later on and poetry and all sorts of things for everything.
And we're going to be sampling some of those performers, aren't we, on the programme today?
Yes, Our Native State's going to be on with us now, later on.
It's very exciting. So we are going to be joined, as I say, by loads of guests. And we've had loads of assistance, too, in getting over here. And I want to mention, too, the Dive Aranmore Charters, Elsie Jane, because Jim Muldowney operates that, and he's been very good to us. And I think he's given Paul McDevitt a speedboat trip later, is it?
He is, yeah. He's going to be transporting Paul McDevitt back over in the Sunday evening.
He handed me a flyer, actually. It looks very exciting because they offer scuba diving, sea angling, sightseeing trips, mackerel evening trips, island hopping tours, whale and dolphin watching and bird watching, and loads more than that. So go on the internet and check out divearonmore.com, and I think he'll be doing very well there. Jim's not going to speak to us, though, is he? He's a bit shy, is he?
He's a little bit shy. But there are going to be more ferries on throughout the weekend as well, more so than usual. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, certainly come over and join us on the island.
And it's actually really quite a quick trip, too, isn't it? Something that is so close to our own home. I don't know how many people generally come out of here, but it's a really, it's a quick, comfortable trip.
It is. It's only like, what's it, 20 minutes or something like that? But it's the whole concept of coming out to the island for the weekend that makes it even better.
Okay, so as I say, we've got live music coming up on the program very short. We've got loads of guests. We're going to get a sense of what island life is like as well, because obviously we're going to keep it upbeat, but there are certain challenges living out here, broadband, general infrastructure, that type of thing, so no harm highlighting and talking about that a little bit. But what we'll do is we'll line up our first guest, we'll head back to the studio for a piece of music, and we'll be back with you in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was Jesus, I Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
Okay, you're very welcome back to the weekend edition, a special weekend edition. We're broadcasting live from the Swell Festival in association with Arranmore Fast Ferry and Arranmore Holiday Village, which we're situated in right now. And we have live music coming up for you on the program very shortly in a special actual performance a little later on, which I'm hoping we'll pull off, but we're just waiting on them to arrive. Jerry Early, a name synonymous with the island. Jerry, a weekend like this, it's a big deal, isn't it?
It's fantastic, Greg. It's a huge production. A lot of volunteers that's actually within the island as well from different parts of the county. It's fantastic, and I think it's going to be a brilliant weekend.
Was it a big decision to decide to open the gates, so to speak, to a festival?
Initially last year, I would have to say, yeah. I'm involved in a co-op, which was instrumental in obviously facilitating the whole thing. And it's in co-op grounds, and it's, you know, a lot of shareholders involved. And there was last year, I'll be honest, there was a lot of scepticism as to how it would possibly go, and we weren't sure what sort of clientele were going to come to the festival. But quite quickly into it last year, we realised that this was a real family, fun-filled, very well behaved crowd, and it's inspiring in many ways.
And that's the sense I was getting too. I was out and around the island yesterday evening, last night, and that's the feeling I was getting from the people, that it was a very positive experience, and that's why everyone's so excited about welcoming everyone over today.
Yeah, and I mean, Arranmore, as you know from your own experience, is open to all.
Okay. What do you mean? By my experience, open to all kinds.
Yeah, we've had you in the early hours of the morning in Arranmore strutting your stuff. So I mean, it's an experience in itself, getting across in the boats. I think the experience doesn't start when you come to Arranmore. I think the experience starts when you get to Burton Port and you get on a boat. I mean, we're an hour from Letterkenny, Ballylafay, even Derry, an hour and 20 minutes from all the central places, and it's very accessible, and there's two great ferry companies there that's our road, and really and truly, there's nobody in Donegal at some time shouldn't have paid a visit to Arranmore, especially this weekend, I think, because it's going to be a fantastic weekend with music and arts, and I can hear the pipe band in the background tuning up, so there's a local element as well bringing into it. So there's a whole lot of people involved. There's a whole lot of, I mean, I can't speak highly enough of John Muldowney and Ari McBrearty and Alva Hines and their crews. There's so many volunteers that have put so much. This just didn't start, obviously, last week. This has been on the run since October.
And it shines a light on the island, and I've spoken to you obviously throughout the course of the year as it relates to issues that the island is facing. And obviously we're going to stay positive, but it was only during the week I was interviewing Minister Joe McHugh about investment in Randox, and we then went on to talk about the broadband infrastructure and the investment that's coming into the county, and that is to be welcomed. But I did put it to him, and in fairness he did agree, should we be necessarily improving certain areas when we have a populated island like this, a thriving island that could be even more vibrant with just a simple broadband service?
Well, you're going to get me going now, obviously, because you took.
But it's no harm to discuss these issues too.
I mean, it's obviously. I mean, if you just take the broadband service we have today, you know, we don't have a broadband service now. With all due respect to other centres and other areas that are gaining employment, we've missed a huge trick here. And I think, with all due respect to Minister McHugh, who's in office at the moment, this hasn't happened overnight. This has been ongoing for different governments, different politicians. And I think, honestly, and I'll say it publicly in Highland Radio this morning, a lot of them should hang their head in shame. They'll give a little bit and say, OK, we're happy with that. But they're missing the big beat that, as the biggest offshore island, as the second biggest offshore island in the country, in comparison to Inishmore, I'll make an example of Inishmore and Galway, it's miles apart in the investment, in the infrastructure, and with all due respect to Inishmore, they got a pier built last year at the cost of $40 million. $40 million would do an awful lot for Arranmore, and not only Arranmore, but for the surrounding areas. This is Burtonport, Dunloe. So, I mean, it doesn't stop.
And this isn't moaning and giving out, because, like, it was only earlier this year we heard from a gentleman who wanted to move his operations back to the island, create employment, digital jobs, you know what I mean, the new jobs, in inverted commas. So it's not like if you build it, they'll come. They want to come, but we need to build it.
Totally agree, and that's, I think that's where, and I have been on a separate issue, broadband, and I've highlighted that, the fishing issue. We've, you know, I don't know how many times I've been in your show and Barry and Highland Radio highlighting the injustices that I believe that has happened to fishermen on this island. And
do people on the island, when raising these issues, and you do great work and you're very vocal on it, is there a sense of isolation? And I don't just mean geographically, I mean in terms of representation.
I wouldn't say there's a sense of isolation, but there's certainly a sense of injustice, and that's, you know, there's a carryover. A lot of the politicians would say, well, we do support them, and I, you know what, I will tip my hat and say they do in some aspects, but not in all. And I mean, I think there has to be a measured look, and I have so many times sat with these politicians from all different parties and talked the talk and shook their hands and walked away, and I'm saying, you know what, that person, it's going to make a difference, ultimately, and it never changes.
And that's the frustration. Hopefully it will. Hopefully it will. Events like this do fantastic trade for the island as well. You know, there's loads of people here that are just going to be coming over and over throughout the course of the day and into tomorrow. You're going to sell a few pizzas tonight, are you?
That's the plan, yeah. And I think, by the looks of you don't need any.
Well, that's just nasty, that is. After all the positivity and opportunity I gave you. But in any case, so this we're actually right in the heart of the festival here. The tents are all set up. And as I say, people are flooding in the whole time, because it is still pretty much early in the day. That's the real positive aspect of it. And it's not just people coming visiting. It's the locals. Everybody's involved and everyone's having fun together. There's a very special atmosphere at this festival and on this island that you don't experience anywhere else.
I would agree, yeah. It's very unique. And I have to say, as I pointed out already, this wasn't a festival driven by Arranmore people. This was a festival driven by, initially, a group of artists, a group of musicians. Tommy Callan is tuning up there. Massive Ori McBrady, as I said, John Muldowney. People that just wanted to bring a festival somewhere. Now, luckily, I sort of twisted their arm a little bit to bring it out to Arranmore.
Couldn't get it closer to your pub, no?
I tried, but I failed, I'll be honest. they did stop. They did draw a line. But if we're brutally honest, I did try to get it a bit closer.
That's what I was thinking. You're probably thinking, well, you're on a bit of a hill, but there might be some field that you could throw everyone into there.
I'm working on it. If you happen to go inside the tent, you'll see a sign over one of the tents that says Airdrie's Bar. So I had to bring Airdrie's Bar to the festival.
Excellent. Well, I'll expect a free pass now after all that fantastic plugging I'm getting. Listen, it's fantastic to speak to you. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and I'm sure the people of the island are glad that you speak out for them and all. But what do you want to say?
I just want to say a big thank you to yourselves and the people of Highland Radio who constantly give Aaron Moore a fair hearing, which is more important than a bad hearing, a fair hearing, and you always try to, and you're welcome here for the island, and we'll see you over in Early's Bar.
Hold on, you know, no giveaway trade secrets, okay? Over at Early's Bar, you say, yeah?
And you'll get a small pizza because you don't need a big one.
That's just nasty. Listen, we never need an excuse. We never need an excuse to come over to Aaron Moore Island, but it's always good to have one. Okay, as you heard there, we've got live music tuning up. We're going to be speaking to another of the festival organisers a little later on in the programme as well. As I say, the weather's holding off. Catherine, are you confident? You're dressed for anything here?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I do have a coat on in case it rains.
You kind of dressed for the weather we're not likely to get. Is it just stubbornness?
I'm just going to remain positive, Greg.
Okay, we'll be having live music very shortly with Tommy Callahan. We'll kick it back to studio and join us again in a few minutes. Okay, you're very welcome back to Aaron Moore Ireland. We're broadcasting live from the Swell Festival throughout this weekend in association with Aaron Moore Fast Ferry and Aaron Moore Holiday Village. We also have a competition running on the show, which I'll give you details of a little later on. Tommy Callahan of our native state, thank you for joining us.
I'm Greg. How are you?
We could only rustle one of you, yeah. Where are the rest of them?
My native state.
My native state. Is it? Oh, it's just you, yeah.
No, yeah, it's just me.
Mischa's native state, indeed. Come here. You love playing out here, do you?
Absolutely. It's great. Yeah. Kind of involved in organizing a lot of it, and
that's what we kind of talking to Jerry. It's the likes of yourselves, and there's a couple of others. It's driven by artists, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. It's all about that. I suppose it's a platform more than anything else, and we just the whole idea behind the whole festival is just to give sort of artists original music a platform in Donegal.
Yeah, and as well as that, then we have the Blue Stack Ramblers Club, isn't it? They have
Blue Stack
an open
Jam
mic.
Club, yeah?
Blue Stack Jam Club. I beg your pardon. They've got an open mic tent too, so it's not just for established artists like yourself.
No,
some people can maybe play for the first time to a live audience.
And absolutely. And last year it was probably one of the best things that happened at the whole festival. It was going all weekend, and you know, just there's a lot of musicians come to this festival, and it was just great to give them opportunity to kind of jam away and play.
It's real musicians mixed with real music fans, and I don't mean that disparaging to anybody else, but it really is that. It's
absolutely
organic in that way, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I suppose that's just by default, really.
Yeah.
You know, you put it on, and that's the
if you build
out
it, they'll come. That's what you're going to say, isn't it? So when are you guys playing?
We're playing tonight at 9 o'clock.
In the big tent?
Yeah, in the big tent tonight.
Excellent. So. And as I say, there's people flooding onto the island throughout the course of the day. It's still pretty early. I always admire musicians getting up so early to perform on this program, to be honest with you, because I know you do have late nights singing.
Yes,
singing.
Of course.
Right, what are you going to sing for us, Tommy?
I'm going to sing a song called Lola Days.
Excellent. We'll take it away, Tommy.
Every day seems a small thing. You can't have winter if you don't have spring. Just hold on. Play it long. It ain't easy just to say goodbye. Say I'll change and I really try. There's no romance in a fighting chance. Seems I'm always gonna let you down. My head is always going round and round. Gotta get my feet back on the ground when you bet your life on a loaded dice. That's what you get when you bet your life on a loaded dice. Lately the mirrors, they have to change. Seems like I'm always gonna feel this rage, and the penny drops and the music stops. Seems I'm always gonna let you down. My head is always going round and round. Gotta get my feet back on the ground when you bet your life on a load. to the dice. That's what you get when you bet your life on a loaded dice. I'm always gonna let you down. My head is always going round and round. Gotta get my feet back on the ground. When you bet your life on a loaded dice, that's what you get when you bet your life on a loaded dice. That's what you get when you bet your life on a loaded dice.
Wow, absolutely fantastic, Tommy. Did you write that yourself? Did you?
Yeah, that's one of my old
songs. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you like your own, or do you like the guys with you? Or do you like to mix it up?
The more people, the better. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And that's what happens here. I know last year, I don't know if you were here last year,
of course.
I was told that the Monday nights when people had kind of, you know...
That's a bit of a secret, though.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the secret's out, folks. The festival's running to Monday. but no, Monday... Excuse me. Got too excited there. Monday night.
Yeah.
It's just a massive jam.
Well, it was pretty an unorganized
game. Yeah, but those are the things that are...
It was just the staff, basically, you know, and because most of the staff were musicians, we all had a kind of a party then on the Monday night.
Fantastic. I'm going to book Tuesday off.
You could do that.
I'll bring my bar on. I can't play it, but I'll bang it.
Yeah, it's okay.
Listen, Tommy, remind us when you're on again tonight.
9 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. Fantastic. Listen, thank you so much
for
coming over, and I can't wait to see you tonight.
Cheers. Thank you.
It's so exciting, isn't it, Catherine?
Yes, it's very exciting.
So tell us what else is on to remind people who are maybe they're driving in the cars towards the
ferry,
which I might name the Arranmore Fast Ferry, seeing as they just come over here and supporting us. So what else is happening tonight?
Okay, well, there's Deirdre McLaughlin, Marianne McDonald, there's Muggsy the Juck, the collective.
Muggsy the Juck, is he from Letterkenny?
Yes, he is. He's a rapper. He's a rapper from Letterkenny. He'll be on later on as well. And there's also dance workshop and sound meditation.
Because there's a electronic feel to this as well. Obviously, we've got Tommy and the rest of the crew with the guitars and all that type of stuff. But there's DJs playing here. As you say, there's local rapping talent as well, hip-hop talent and that type of thing. So there's something for everybody here, isn't there?
There really is. Whatever kind of taste of music you have, there's something to suit you.
Like what? What are you looking forward to?
Well, Tommy, of course, later on.
Okay, anybody that's not standing within punching distance?
Well, in their thousands, I'm very excited about. And I am excited to see new acts that I haven't necessarily seen before or heard of before. And that's what this festival is all about, setting the platform for acts around the Northwest that might not necessarily have had a chance before.
You're just saying what Tommy said. Have you anything new to say? No. Okay, Ailish Q to be playing for us very shortly. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll kick it back to the studio and we'll be back here live from Arranmore Island. It's a little breezy, but it's nice and warm and it's nice and dry. And we're here in association with Arranmore Fast Ferry and Arranmore Holiday Village. And as I say, we'll be back with you very, very shortly.
Stop!
Okay, you're very welcome back to the beautiful Aranmore Island. We're broadcasting the weekend edition here live from the Swell Festival throughout the weekend. It's in association, our coverage, with Aranmore Fast Ferry and Aranmore Holiday Village, which I believe we're located in right as we speak. Eilish Cusack is going to play for us live. We're going to have a quick chat to her first, but not first. First, Marty Friel, back in studio. Marty, you've got details of a great competition we're running this morning.
Yeah, I do indeed, Greg. I have competition for you. So the listeners, all we want you to do is to be in with a chance, of course, of winning a fantastic prize. Swell Festival takes place for the second year, but where is it being held? Is it A, Aran Island, or B, Aranmore Island? And text competition, please send your answer, text HIGH plus your answer, name and address to 53131, or from Northern Ireland, 84555. Text costs 30 cent or sterling equivalent plus the operator's charge. So good luck with the competition. Back to you, Greg.
Okay, I'd love to know who came up with the question for that one. Okay, we're live from Aranmore Island, if that's a hint for you. And Eilish Cusack joins us on the programme now. Eilish, you glad to be out here too yourself?
Absolutely delighted. This is my first year actually playing as well, so it's great to be here.
And you are a professional musician, are you? You're playing all the time?
I'm playing when I can play. I'm still in secondary school, so I am. But no, I play at the weekends and things like that, or even at Swell. So.
And we're lucky in the county, not just here, and right across the northwest, to have some fantastic venues too for performers.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. Like Letterkenny in itself, where I'm from, we have the Green Room and Green and the RCC. And even because of so many musicians being in Donegal, we have so many things popping up exactly like the Swell, which is fantastic opportunities for musicians.
I know you gig in pubs and what have you. This is a different kettle of fish. This is a very informed festival crowd. Are you nervous?
This is completely a whole different ballgame. I've never actually played at a festival before, so this will be my very first one. It's amazing and slightly terrifying at the same time, but oh, it's unreal. I'm so excited.
Exactly, because we're broadcasting from a little island, but it's a big festival, isn't it? And as we're speaking here, we're right in the heart of it here, people landing the whole time. When are you performing? You're performing this evening, isn't it?
I'm performing at 2:30 in the Kenninger tent.
Yeah. Half two.
Half two. Ooh,
excellent. That's good timing.
I know.
I might see that one myself. how long's the sets? How long will you be playing for this afternoon?
Well, today I'm going to be playing for 1/2 hour, so I am.
Excellent. And is it all your own music?
I'm going to do a mixture of originals and covers, just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but as I say, people are really intentive. I was in, there was kind of an impromptu thing last night. I don't think it was really necessarily an official gig or what have you. The fans are really, you know, the festival goers, they're really attentive and they're listening to the words and what the music means.
Which is absolutely fantastic. Like, they're the best sort of listeners you can get. Mm.
When you're writing music, do you draw from your own experience, your own life? Or I always ask the same question because I'm always curious of the answer from the person.
You know, I like to take it from bits and balls. Sometimes I'll feel like just making up a story or whatnot, or other times I'll feel the need to let myself out in music.
Excellent. So. And share yourself, which is
exactly.
A big decision in itself. Is that a fly? I don't know. It's a
wasp. I don't know, but sure. We'll carry
outside.
On anyways.
This is literally an outside broadcast because we're broadcasting outside with all the flies.
And what.
Absolutely brilliant. Right, you're going
to
do two for us. I've twisted your arm. What's the first one you're going to do?
The first one is an original called Maria.
Maria. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
Just look at what you have done. I told you to be careful of his heart, and I warned you he only had the one. So I begged you to stop before it begun, but I was just too late. Oh, Maria, Maria,
This line trick of your hand, and he was lying in your palm, lost in the falsificate, lost in the ocean of lies, but it was just your eyes. Oh, why is this cult game? Maria's the only one having fun. Oh, where has love gone? Maria's the only one that remains, stuck inside our brains. Vanishing act. Oh, why is this cold game? Maria's the only one having fun. Oh, where has love gone? Maria's the only one that remains, stuck inside thy brain.
Eilish Cusack there playing Maria. I wish someone would write a song about me.
maybe in time.
Yeah, maybe I could contract you. I also loved that song, but I also like how you say fun. Come here. So, that's Eilish Cusack, and she's playing in the Kinnegan tent at 2:30. And I'm not going to let you away. You're going to sing one more for me. What are you going to sing? And in fairness, it's probably not one you wanted to do, because you needed to retune your guitar perhaps to sing precisely what you wanted to do. But you're going to do two in the same tune. What's the next one?
The next one is actually a cover called She.
She. Okay.
She. It's by a YouTuber called Dodie. So.
Well, it's not really a cover, is it?
Well, it's a cover. No, it isn't.
I'm only messing. Eilish Cusack from Letterkenny, who's playing this afternoon at the Swell Festival, where we're broadcasting live from. And she's going to sing us She.
Am I allowed to look at her life? Could it be wrong? But she's just so nice to look at. She smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. You would find her in a Polaroid picture, 'cause she means everything to me. Oh, 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 oh. never tell. No, I'd never say a word. I know it aches, but it feels only good to hurt. She smells like lemongrass and sleep. She tastes like apple juice and peach. You will find her in a Polaroid picture. She means everything to me. Oh, oh, oh. Even when she's next to me, we could not be more far apart. She smells like birthday cake in story time and fall. But to her, I taste of nothing at all. Oh, 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 oh. Like apple juice and peach. You will find her in a Polaroid picture. Cause she means everything to me. Oh,
yay! Thank you so much for that, Eilish Cusack. Fantastic. We have so much talent in this county, and a lot of it's on this island. Enjoy your gig.
I will do it. Enjoy being here at the swell.
Indeed, and I'm sure it's going to be absolutely huge for you. Thank you very much once again. Okay, I want to play a request now for Catherine Connolly and Brian McRae. The request is, have a wonderful day on your wedding day, and those best wishes are coming in for you from Annabella. Of course, our text and phone lines are open as always. You can call us on 07491 25000 if you want us to play a request for you, or text the show 086 77 00 555. We're broadcasting live from the Swell Festival throughout this weekend here in Highland Radio, and you are tuned to the weekend edition here with me, Greg Hughes, and it's all in association with Aranmore Fast Ferry and Aranmore Holiday Village. We're going to kick it back to Martin Freed in studio for a reminder of that fantastic competition, followed by news then at 11 o'clock from Donald Kavanagh. Join us back here at 3 or 4 minutes past 11.